So let's talk a little bit about the effects of doubt and unbelief as we're led by God's Holy Spirit. Since one thing to speak with a non-believing, share how their unbelief and doubt in God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, is causing many issues in their life. But it's another thing to speak with a believer who believes in God the Father and Christ Jesus, but yet there's areas where there's still unbelief and doubt in their faith. Let's take a moment to examine a few points to help us understand the effects of any doubt that we may have and any unbelief that remains in us. Because where there is doubt and unbelief, there is no faith. Without faith, we can't please nor serve God. Because of doubt and unbelief, many of us don't receive or feel the power of God working in our lives. Having doubt and unbelief cause us to harden our hearts in certain areas of life. We get into tough situations, we don't turn to Christ with our hearts open, but we turn away from the Lord because we don't believe that God should allow us to be in this situation in the first place. Having any unbelief, no matter if you are an unbeliever, you've been attending church for 20 years, will cause an issue when it comes to receiving blessings from God. In Matthew, Jesus spoke about the effects of unbelief and his ability to perform miracles in his hometown. They thought because they knew Christ Jesus that they could doubt his power and authority. Christ could heal no one in that town. They doubted Christ Jesus with God and his ability to teach God's word. They questioned how Christ obtained such wisdom and knowledge. See, when we get our mind and our spirit right with God, we can enter into his presence and receive the word of God and receive healing. And the Lord will move in our lives if we just don't doubt. See, we must believe in God's healing power without doubting. Those who believe in Christ's power and authority know there's healing power in the name of Jesus. Are we willing to press forward towards Christ so we can receive healing from the Lord? See, the Apostle Peter teaches us in the book of Acts that by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, those who are weak can be made strong. Peter teaches us in the name of Jesus and having faith in him, a believer can be completely healed. See, the doctor may treat us, but it's Christ Jesus who heals us. Go with me to Acts chapter 3, verses 15 to 18. See, though we're Christians, doubt and unbelief can stop the power of God working in our lives. If we doubt and do not believe in Christ, there's nothing God will do for us. Acts chapter 3, verses 15 to 18 says, "You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. And we are witness of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and now has been made strong. It is Jesus' name and faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you all can see. Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Christ would suffer." See, by faith and belief in Christ Jesus, we can be healed if it's God's will. There are those who the Lord chooses to give the gift of healing by the Spirit of the Lord. But even this requires sound faith and belief in our Lord Christ Jesus, not in mankind and not in ourselves. But all our trust and hope must be in Christ. If there's doubt and unbelief, the Spirit of the Lord can't do any work. But if we have faith, as the Spirit equipped a person to heal it, it's not something we practice to obtain or train ourselves to do. If we don't doubt it, we can look forward to a time when those who need healing can go to the tree of life and the leaves of the tree will heal a nation. See, having doubt and unbelief affects our ability to move mountains in the name of Jesus. In Matthew, Jesus took the time to address unbelief and doubt in those he was teaching. He encouraged us to have faith and believe because having faith as small as a mustard seed can move a mountain if we just believe. If we desire to do the work of God, our faith must be strong. We cannot waver in unbelief and doubt. See, Abraham, who was up in age when God promised him a child, it was not common to have a child so late in life, but Abraham refused to waver in unbelief. the promises of God, helped strengthen Abraham's faith, and he gave all glory to God. Thus a mountain in Abraham's life was moved. See, the story about the branches found in the book of Romans should teach us about the effects of unbelief. God broke off branches of the Jews to make room for the Gentiles because they placed their faith in God. See, if there's any unbelief in our faith, no matter if we are a Jew or a Gentile, God would break us off from the root because we refuse to walk by faith. The Apostle Paul talks about doubt and unbelief. He states that through his believing, the Lord gave him strength and considered him faithful and appointed him as a servant of God. He confessed that he was a blasphemer, a persecutor, a violent man, but God showed Paul mercy because he acted in ignorance and unbelief. The Lord poured into Paul's life abundantly, pouring love and faith into Paul that was found in Christ Jesus. So we can look back at those who traveled with Moses and see how they demonstrated disobedience and unbelief in God's servant. Therefore, they could not enter into God's rest. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 3. Verses 16 to 19. We must understand how dangerous it is for our faith to have any doubt or unbelief in it. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 16 to 19 says, "Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the desert? To whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter in because of their unbelief." See, if we can get to a point in our life where there is no doubt or unbelief, then mountains will move by our faith and trust and belief in the power of God. If we place all our hope and trust in God, knowing that there's nothing impossible for God, that there's nothing too hard for the Lord, that our faith in God and Christ Jesus will cause God to move. The question is, do you believe? Is there areas in our faith where there's still doubt and unbelief? We must overcome all doubt and all unbelief so our faith is established in Christ Jesus and able to grow. See, without faith, there is no healing. See, if God tells us to put mud on our eyes to be healed, will we be faithful? If God tells us to wash in filthy water to be healed, will we be faithful? Elijah told the king to strike the ground. He did it three times thinking that it was enough. But if he had kept on striking the ground until God had told him to stop, he would have been completely healed. How many times has the Lord instructed us in our healing? But we doubted the Lord and we stopped. We should have kept on going until God told us to stop. God knows how to give us complete healing. It's not up to us. We can't decide when we can stop, when we had enough, when God has instructed us in our lives, especially regarding our healing. See, having doubt and unbelief will cause us to question God. Doubt and unbelief can be so strong in us that it has us displaying pride and arrogance in our response to God. Like the father in the book of Mark who questioned Christ's ability to deliver his son from the hands of demons. Jesus replied, "What do you mean if I can?" The father then humbled himself before Christ and asked for help in overcoming his unbelief. We may have accepted Christ Jesus by going to the altar confessing our sins, but if we do not overcome unbelief and doubt, our faith will not be established correctly in the Lord. See, even after Christ was crucified, after spending many days teaching and walking with his disciples, they still show signs of doubt. For us to overcome doubt and unbelief, we have to clothe ourselves in humility towards God and toward one another so we can receive grace from God. We have to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God so we'll be lifted up in due time. This requires for us to cast all our anxiety on the Lord because he cares for us. There could be nothing that has a hold on us, keep us from doing God's will. See, God cares and loves for us, and he wants the best for us. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. See, letting go of doubt and unbelief is not easy. Fear and anxiety is a strong glue that holds doubt and unbelief together in us. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 7 says, "All of you Clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hands of God, that he will lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. See, as believers, there can be no question about where our faith is established. It cannot be established in the wisdom of man, but only in the power and wisdom that is found in Christ Jesus. See, God did not take the strong and the educated to demonstrate his wisdom and power, but God took the weak, the uneducated ones with speaking problems. He raised them up to be powerful workers and servants of God. They knew it was God who instructed them. They did not reason what they had done was because of their abilities. They placed their faith in the power and wisdom of God without doubt and unbelief. We must learn to humble ourselves and stay humble so the Spirit of the Lord can help us overcome our doubt and unbelief in our faith. We must refrain from going beyond the limits that God has set for us. We know that faith that is not tested is not faith at all. Real faith, strong faith, overcoming faith comes from our faith being tested and refined. Only after the testing and passing the test can we have confidence that all doubt and unbelief has been removed from our faith. See, many of us don't pass the test because the minute something occurs in our lives, we react by displaying unbelief and doubt in the very God that we spend our time praying, praising, and worshiping. Are we standing on faith? Are we standing on doubt and unbelief? And even though we receive instruction and guidance from God, do we still operate in doubt and unbelief? Do we still get angry and frightened and doubtful and fearful and worried when things don't go our way? I ask you the same question as Christ did. Where's your faith? We refuse to believe and stand on faith. That's when doubt and unbelief sets in us. Some of the disciples refused to believe that God has raised Christ from the grave as he said he would. See, some only believe in what they can see and touch. But what would be the effects of doubt and unbelief if we remained in those chosen by God? See, regarding standing on faith, if Abraham had unbelief, would he still offer the son Isaac to God? Regarding leadership faith, if Moses continued to doubt, would he accept the God's call to lead his people? Regarding battlefield faith, if David had unbelief, would he still have gone out and fought battles being outnumbered? Regarding bold faith, if Isaiah doubted, would he have spoken boldly against the kings and warning them of what's to come? See, regarding unwavering faith, if John the Baptist had unbelief, would he have gone into the desert to be taught by the Lord? Regarding sustaining faith, if Paul did not believe Christ spoke to him, would he have still gone out and spread the good news? Regarding godly faith, if John doubted Christ Jesus, would he still have written down the book of Revelation? Regarding holy faith, if Christ doubted the Father, would Christ still have went to the cross for you and I? See, through faith, we're sanctified by the truth, spirit, and word of God. We're not of this world, just as Christ is not of this world. Therefore, we cannot fear what those who live in this world fear. Through faith, we refuse to shrink back. See, we're the ones who will live by faith and are saved. We're able to believe without doubt, and there can be no doubt, no unbelief in our faith. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 37 to 39. See, for us to be a true believer, we have to overcome. There can be no doubt and no unbelief in our faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 37 to 39 says, "For just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we're not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved." So you have to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. If we look to the ground, we will die. We won't believe. We won't endure. If our faith is on the ground, we'll grow weary. We'll lose heart. So let's look to the heavens in which our faith is established and comes from. As believers, we must overcome all doubt and unbelief. We must learn from those who came before us. Peter, when he saw Christ Jesus on the water, he called out to the Lord, and the Lord said, "Come." But when Peter felt the wind and saw the waves in the sea, he became afraid and began to sink. He cried for the Lord to save him. And Christ said, "Oh, ye of little faith." And Christ reached down and saved Peter. See, the Lord is looking for us to remove all doubt and unbelief so we can come and not shrink back because of doubt and unbelief. But stand on faith and draw closer to God. Our faith must be firmly established in the name of Christ Jesus. We got to be able to stand and be a living rock. It's got to be firm. It can't be moving. It can't have doubt in it. It can't waver. You and I got to stand knowing that God has brought us through. We got to keep our eyes on Jesus. And don't doubt. The Lord promises he will never leave us. We must have confidence in God. Christ is our helper. We cannot be afraid. What can anyone do to us? We're in God's hand. We cannot doubt. We cannot waver. We cannot be afraid. The Lord is on our side. We have to allow the Spirit of the Lord to examine our faith. See, if we want to know if there's any doubt or unbelief anywhere in our faith, we can't be defeated because we refuse to face the truth about ourselves. It does not matter the issue. Fear, worry, anxiety, loneliness, low self-esteem, feeling unworthy, not smart enough, not tall enough, issues with the complexity of our skin, or fear of death. Nothing in this world should make us doubt or have unbelief. We are a child of God. The Lord overcame this world and he watches over us. Praise God. Don't doubt, don't worry, don't fear. Our Savior lives. He's mighty to save. Praise the Lord. We must believe in the name of Jesus. He has all power. All power is in his hand. Thank you, Lord. Nothing in this world should keep us from the love of God. The Lord loves us and cares for us. Our faith must be strong in the Lord. He knows how to save us. God is faithful. We must persevere and overcome and remain faithful all the way to the end. It's not over. See, God is faithful. He will do it. Don't doubt. Though it seems dark, though it seems it's over, keep your eyes on Jesus. Just believe. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. It's not over. God can turn it around. It's not over. Do not doubt. Christ is still in it. He's still there for you. He still got his hand out. Just like with Peter, he can still pick you up. And even though you just put all your faith in God. Do not doubt, do not waver, but let us persevere. Let us overcome in the name of Jesus. Let us receive our healing because we believe that God is able to heal all our troubles and all our problems. Well, you and I got to have faith. We got to show faith in God. Even in a tough situation and hard circumstances we get our life into, we cannot persist in doubt and unbelief. But you and I got to start standing strong and firm in the word of God, in Christ Jesus. And the Spirit of the Lord has to be on us to strengthen our minds and our bodies so we won't waver. We're able to stand on the precious name of Christ Jesus. To strengthen our faith and strengthen our mind, Lord Jesus. It's not over until God said it over. It's not over until God counts the cost. It ain't over until God says it's over. You and I got to have faith. We can't be worried. We can't be fearful. We can't be overthrown and torn down and beat down and worried and thinking it's all over because God is still alive. He said it ain't over yet. It ain't over. You and I got to understand his hand is still out there. So grab hold of the Jesus. And hold on to him all the way to the end. Let us put our faith in God and overcome all the worry and doubt in our lives because we know Jesus saves. And bless us and guide us in the name. In Jesus' name, amen.